and Roll Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for Rock and Roll Tuesday. We do it every week with Freddie Kiger. And this trivia question, like all the others, brought to you by the Forest of Duke. Wonderful retirement community. They do all kinds of interesting things. For example, they are sponsor of the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival at Carolina Theater in Durham and do all kinds of interesting stuff, getting involved in the community.
They're mover shakers.
Yeah, they are. April Ravelli and all the folks over there.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. What a great community.
ForestDuke.org. It ain't boring. I can tell you that much.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't swim if you sit on the bank.
That's right. You got to jump in the water.
There you are. We're doing top five hits today.
Okay.
Which means, of course, that the song was in the top five of the Billboard Hot 100. Mm-hmm. The year, my friend, 1984.
Okay.
Name the single that Ron's about to play. I'm handing it to him even as we speak.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the label.
And the artist.
All right.
Give us a call, 919-929-WCHO. You got it on the right side. Drop the needle, maestro.
Okay. All right, here we go. Everybody listen up. Who did Jesse's Girl.
Exactly. That was his only number one hit, and it was his debut single.
Mm-hmm. And this one is called Love Somebody.
It's a good little rock and roll tune.
No kidding.
Of course, he was the Australian who came to this country and portrayed Dr. Noah Drake on General Hospital.
Yeah. You know what? I have a little bit of trivia for you. I bet you don't know.
Well, I'm sure. All right, go ahead.
First of all, Eddie Money. You know, one of your favorites.
Yeah, retired New York policeman.
Well, he never really he was in police training to become a police officer.
Oh, so he never made it. Okay.
But then, because his soul was rock and roll, he wanted to play music.
Right.
So even though his father and his grandfather and his brother are all police officers, he broke with the family tradition, mm-hmm. as we all know. And he did become a star. Well, he and Rick Springfield are good friends.
Ah.
Now, they recently... did a tribute at a Rick Springfield concert where the whole crowd yelled, "Get well, Eddie," because Eddie recently had heart surgery and he's had to come off of his tour for a while.
Okay.
And supposed to be a valve replacement, but then he got pneumonia.
Oh, boy.
And it really, so I think he's going to be okay, but it just takes a little longer.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but he and Rick Springfield are buddies.
That's pretty good.
I didn't think you would know that.
No, I do like that. That's good.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, back to Rick.
Yeah.
Of course, you mentioned Jesse's Girl, and that was number one back in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
This tune, Love Somebody, peaked at number five, thus making our rock and roll category.
Yeah, Rick Springfield, good dude, man.
He is a good dude. And I enjoyed his rock and roll.
Yeah.
In fact, one of his singles was entitled Bruce.
Yeah.
Because he always got confused with Bruce Springsteen.
I don't understand that.
As opposed to Rick Springfield.
Oh, okay, well, the name may be similar, but they're not similar at all.
The music very different, yes.
Yeah, but he's been in some movies and stuff, you know, so, hey, he was in a movie with Meryl Streep. I forget the name of it.
How about that? All right.
Yeah, where she was an old rocker, and he was her main man. He was her guitar player.
Ah. All right.
All right, man, see ya.
Yep.